This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Former Army Staff Sergeant Combat Vet Joe Biggs and our crew is on the first leg of a trip around the country to different famous growing Islamic sites. Some radical, some not. Some military training camps, others not. They're filing powerful reports every day for InfoWars Nightly News and at InfoWars.com. Also want to take phone calls from first-time callers throughout this hour at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 on any of the subjects, any of the news, any of the things that are happening. But, Joe, tell us what you've seen since you got to the Detroit, the Dearborn area, some of the things you're planning. And then obviously today or tomorrow, probably today, we need to go ahead as part of your investigation of the American Caliphate, get you on out to California just to show how they're trying to spin this and to investigate. Then you can go back on your leg or come back to Austin. Then next week, go back on the road. But I want to investigate the West Coast, the East Coast. There's been some famous Islamic training centers on the West Coast as well. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, there's one that I was reading about, too, in Oregon. There was a farm, a piece of farmland or something like that, I believe. I have the article in the truck where a lady said that it had completely been taken over by Muslims in that area. So that's definitely one of the places I'd like to check out. But, yeah, there's places all over. And since I've been on this trip, we're getting emails. People are sending us information about places they know of. They're willing to take the time out of their day to go and show us how to get there. So that's really encouraging. It's great to see. But so right now we're in Dearborn. Now, Dearborn is, I believe, southeast of Detroit. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
Is that it? Yeah. And then Hamtramck is where we're at earlier. Now, Hamtramck is completely been turned into it looks like a street that I saw in Iraq. Every store is pretty much in Arabic. You have everyone walking up and down the streets, mostly in that traditional Arabic garb. I even went into a store and purchased something. The people in there were, they seemed pretty nice. They didn't have any problems with me coming in there. We went and filmed it. I plan on going into this mosque as well. But definitely the rumors are true about these two areas. Large population of Muslims. As you can see, this whole place is packed out with people in there right now praying.
But the good news is it wasn't like Paris or it wasn't like Brussels, Belgium, where you were just told anywhere, get out of here. You're a European. You're not Muslim.
Well, yeah, that was definitely towards nighttime, too. So it depends. I'm sure people's moods change once there's not as many eyes or not as many eyes on. But we're going to go back out to Hamtramck. There is a prayer center out there where they do the call to prayer five times a day. They have the big loudspeaker. I read about it in the Telegraph article that you guys sent me before we came on this trip. So we're going to go over there as well and look around and see if we can talk to some people. We'll try to talk to somebody in here and ask them how they feel about what's going on.
Absolutely. Get that part of the mission down, and then whether it's today or tomorrow, get out to California, and then obviously don't say we're going to go after that, some of the other places, but you just decide where you want to go next. But, I mean, don't you think, Joe, we need to go out to California?
Oh, yeah, obviously. I mean, I think that's a great idea, especially with what's going on, the way they're trying to spin it on us, saying that we're saying it didn't happen. We definitely have to bring up the points and show people why people can question something like this. You know, I'm not one to jump on the false flag bandwagon. You can ask anybody, you know, in the office. I'm very skeptical of a lot of that stuff, but this one has it written all over it. Now, that doesn't mean that people didn't die. Obviously, people were killed in this situation. But the
fact you got pretty upset when folks said that the Paris thing didn't happen and the Hebdo thing didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that set me off in the Oregon shooting. That one really made me furious, you know, because I was out there, or the shooting in Roanoke, Virginia, where they said that the two reporters weren't killed. I mean, I sat there and saw the blood-soaked boards being changed out and all that stuff. I mean, stuff happens. The false flag end of this part, what I'm saying what happened in San Bernardino, though, is the fact that we know our government can track us, follow us, and they didn't stop this from happening. That is why, Mike, I'm concerned,
and, guns,
and I want to find out.
Absolutely. And the neighbors knew. I mean, this is ridiculous. And they had pledged allegiance to ISIS. Stay there. Let's recap all that. when we come back, about five more minutes with Joe Biggs and with the other reporters, if Josh wants to give us his take on things, or Zimmerman, and then we'll go to Dimitri, Robert, Courtney, and many others that are patiently holding. I'm Alex Jones.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosate, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
To see the totalitarian left allied with radical Islam is truly disgusting. But it's worse than that. The Republican leadership continues to allow hundreds of thousands of radicals to come into the United States every year. And believe me, the folks coming out of Syria and other countries are extremely radical. And they are not compatible with Western civilization. They fight with each other and kill each other constantly over tiny disagreements on religion. This is truly barbarous, dark age type idiocy. At the same time, the left is trying to ban Christmas. Here's the story up on InfoWars.com. Universities across the country deem Secret Santa mistletoe colors red, green to be politically incorrect. It's also sexual harassment to have mistletoe. So see, they all mix it together. New guidelines demand holiday celebrations are not a Christmas party in disguise. We have to talk about don't disguise your Christmas party or we'll ban it. You've seen the rioting, the freaking out, the, you've got to ban Halloween, I might see a costume, I don't like, don't do it, help me! I mean, look at the photo, if you're a TV viewer, of a man and woman kissing each other with mistletoe, and then go to the front page of Infowars.com and look at the head of ISIS that this family, this husband and wife, pledged allegiance to. And just look at the difference. That's how we want to be in the West, happy, having a nice Christmas. And then we got these other people running around killing each other and killing Muslims that don't want to be radicals and killing every Christian they get their hands on. And I'm just sick of it. And I just want to say the left are a sickening group of totalitarian filth. That's all I can say. And I've had enough. In fact, scroll up a little bit on InfoWars. Because it says it all, those images. Look at radical Islam, then look at Christianity. You can say, well, Christianity isn't people red and wearing red and white hats and a Christmas tree. It doesn't matter. It's part of the Christian culture mixed with European culture, and it is about Christ, and the system wants to get rid of it because it's pretty. And it's happy. And it's about Ebenezer Scrooge giving his money to the poor. And it's about real liberalism. And they don't like it because they're totalitarian scum. There it is, the Boston Post. Christmas banned in Boston. And even back 300 years ago, some of the Christian churches tried to ban it, saying it was sacrilege and wasn't properly being engaged in. Because folks like to go out and dance and sing and have a little bit of fun. And I'm against radical Christianity trying to control people. Because we don't have state-run religion in this country. The separation of church and state means the government has no jurisdiction in religion. Now, if someone in a religion breaks the law, then that's a different subject altogether. But as long as you don't do that, there is no jurisdiction. Well, planning suicide vests and pipe bombs and planning to go kill everybody at work for the jihad you pledged allegiance to under ISIS orders to commit jihad is a premeditated plan to commit mass murder and is illegal. But they admit under political correctness couldn't do it. And now, attacker pledged allegiance to ISIS, officials say. That is the Associated Press. That is CNN as well. But that's hardly even in the news. They're still on a lot of channels because we've got all of them on around here. All the big ones. Each room has a different CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, ABC, Fox. They're still acting like it could be workplace violence. I guess World War II was workplace violence, or 9/11 was workplace violence, or I guess the theater attack 3 weeks ago was workplace violence. No, this is the beginning of another attack and of more attacks, just like they said the Fort Hood killing 14 people under al-Qaeda command, saying he did it for al-Qaeda and for the Taliban. Major Hassan, not a terror attack. Attacks on recruiting centers, not attacks. Attack in Garland, not an attack. All these attacks, not attacks. Can you imagine if Christians were running around doing something like this? You'd never hear the end of it. So now that they have been proven liars that this was a terror attack and they tried to cover it up the first day and a half, now they're shifting gears saying, we say it didn't happen. So get this through your head, Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, and I know you'll lie and won't tell the truth. It's for your viewers that'll come find us later and for others to know the truth. We never said that. We never said the moon landings didn't happen. I never said there were giant wasps living under the UN building and that space aliens live under the UN. I don't cover space aliens. And by the way, folks, can you guys find Rachel Maddow? Says Alex Jones believes in giant wasp under the, she actually said that. So see, this is what they're doing. They're so desperate, they go on the news and they go, Donald Trump says he hates Mexicans. Never said it. Donald Trump says he wants 5 million to go on the CNN debate. It's going to be the highest rating because it's the last one. He said, I want you to give 5 million to Wounded Warrior or I won't do it. Tongue in cheek to point out they're not giving money to veterans. And what they do in hundreds of publications, they lied about him by saying he wanted money for himself. This is the nature of their deception. And why do you think Donald Trump came on this show? And why my respect went up for him from about 60, 70, 80% growing the last few months to like 95%. Because he did it to signal that the mainstream media is dead. He did it to signal that he's not a coward, just like Matt Drudge did. He did it to signal he's aware of how much trouble we're in. To everybody. He knows they're going to go on there and misrepresent what I stand for and what he stands for. It was in over 2,000 newspapers 2 days ago, over 400 yesterday, and several hundred today. You can just type in Donald Trump, Alex Jones, click Google News, see what day they are. They bunch them in different groups. 1,600 here, 400 there, 500 here, 200 here, 80-something here. That's how desperate they are. That's how pathetic they are. That's how dying they are politically, that they have to engage in all-out lies. I expect them to claim I'm a child molester next or a rapist. I mean, that's really all they haven't done. Well, no, wait a minute. Bill O'Reilly did say we've got to stop sex offenders online and stalking of women, and then cut to a clip of me yelling and screaming about a police brutality case that had nothing to do with women, and just said we've got to stop the perverts. I didn't settle a case with a woman over pervert stuff like you, Bill O'Reilly, you piece of trash. I mean, I don't want to get into bashing people, but that's a low blow, folks. There's never been an allegation, never a claim, never a nothing of me doing something sexual online to women. You, sir, are a fraud. And in the old days, I'd call you out in the street. And I'm sure you're a tough guy. Your dad was a big, tough New York Irish cop. Doesn't matter. I'm in the right. And I will kick your ass, Bill O'Reilly, for claiming stuff like that. Now, I'm not saying I'll do something to him where he goes and calls the police on me. He does that. If he doesn't agree with a caller, he calls the police on him and, you know, has his security go after him. It just makes me so mad that I'm sitting there going, next they'll say I'm a sex abuser. And then I go, oh, wait a minute, they already did that. I mean, the point is, folks, they're going to try to destroy me because I tell the truth. Just be ready for that. Going back to Joe Biggs to the bottom of the hour, that I promise I'm going to Dimitri, Jeff, Courtney, Bill, Randy, and others, boom, 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 bottom of the hour. Joe Biggs, getting specifically, though, and then trying to assassinate our character, it's not about us. We're not gonzo journalism where we're the story. But we just lost this feed while I've been talking. We're trying to get it back. It's that they've put us in the story. They lie about us. They misrepresent. They twist. And this is what they do. So we went to this one of these more famous centers, Islamburg, and actually put a drone over it to document, or flew a drone along the property line to try to document exactly what's going on there. And as soon as we get Joe Biggs back, we'll cover it. Just please, we need your prayers. We need your support. We need you to realize we're having an effect. That's why we're under enemy attack. When you're over the target, folks, that's when you get the flak. You zero in on that. We've got Discovery Channel level quality cameras now that just got amazing footage in the drone and on the ground. Beautiful area of upstate New York. My God, no wonder the European settlers wanted to live there and others. Just gorgeous. Talk about Last of the Mohicans. I mean, this is it. And InfoWars reporters have now been quizzed by a terrorist task force about what they were planning to do. Well, I mean, that's not the story. The story is Homeland Security tracks reporters, not jihadists, not the people that attacked. And, I mean, when you're talking to the high-level anti-terrorism task force people going, well, we don't really think we're planning anything violent, were you? It's like, come on. So Joe Biggs is back. Joe, we're going to break in a moment, but tell us about Islamburg and what you discovered there as we show some of this drone footage.
Well, I was going to say this, too, though. I wrote this little thing down. It says, if it's ISIS, then it's climate change. Islamic jihadists, then it's workplace violence. Terrorism, then it's Christians. You know, when this attack in San Bernardino first happened, people jumped out and said it was three white men who did this. Reverend Horton, he just texted me, sending me a screenshot of that article where they said three white men. And then you have liberals all across the country jumping out immediately saying, stop white violence, stop white violence. You know, we get attacked for no reason without any facts. But
and we lost Joe again. Whatever's going on, he has a really good connection, but it just keeps dropping. That's why I've been talking for 15 minutes and he's been on hold there. We're going to come back and see if we can get a reconnected with him and finish up, and then they'll get back on the road. But I want to take you out to break with some of the video. If you're a TV viewer, I'll describe this for listeners, just the amazing HD footage over Islamburg. I want to tell you about this place, some of the other places around the country that obviously now know that they're on our list to be visited. And so for Homeland Security and for the Islamic centers and the training facilities, whatever these are, the places with shooting ranges and the rest of it. You know who we are. We're just here to document and research what's going on and draw attention to what's happening in this country and to show that a lot of these groups are not assimilating into the United States at all and intend for us to assimilate into them. And the leftists have made an alliance with these people to basically bully us into full submission, and we, the true liberals, will stand up against the fascists.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This holiday season, give your loved ones the gift of preparedness. Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, is offering weekly specials throughout November and December. With these unheard-of savings, the time to prepare your family is now. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. We're so confident you'll love our meals that we're sending a free freeze-dried meal to every listener of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
As we've been trapped on the wine spread, much too long, screaming, screaming. Babylon's kitchen is the bonfire.
And here's Rachel Maddow.
It's an internet talk show called InfoWars. Yes, this is the same guy who has been selling the idea that the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School and the massacre at Aurora, Colorado were actually fake. They were faked as an excuse to take away our guns and enslave us to the giant wasps who hive beneath the UN building or whatever. It's the same guy who says the Boston bombing was also fake. It was faked for political purposes. The same guy who says he doesn't believe the Columbia space shuttle disaster actually happened. He doesn't believe there was actually an Oklahoma City bombing. Naturally, of course, he also knows and sells the idea that 9/11 was an inside job.
All right, let's stop right there. That is all either total lies or twisted. I said Oklahoma City happened, but criminal elements of the government were involved. That's been in the L.A. Times. That's been in the New York Times. That's been in lawsuits. I did not say the Columbia disaster did not happen. I said the San Francisco Chronicle reported that they saw lasers hit it, and then the FBI seized footage out of a telescope at a university showing that it was basically shot by a laser from the ground. I just read a newspaper article, and then they said that I said that didn't happen. I didn't say there's wasps under the buildings, any of that. So this is what they do, folks. They're getting desperate. Now, Joe, you're out in front of the Islamic Center. For some reason, the Skype's breaking down. I want you to get back out there and start reporting. You're doing a great job. Other key points that need to be made. And then Islamaburg, I want to talk about that some, and we'll play some of the footage in the background while you discuss what happened in New York.
Yeah, well, Islamaburg is a very an interesting place. You know, a lot of secrecy surrounds that individual location. And like we said before, that was a location that was started and founded in 1982 by Mubarak Ali Jalani out of Pakistan. Now, he's the guy who's also the head of the Al-Fukra terrorism organization. Now, the funny thing is the White House denies any kind of terrorist links, but the State Department says that there is terrorism links to Al-Fukra. They were involved in a couple bombings and assassination attempts across the world. Now, their front in America is Muslims of America. That's something that Mubarak Ali Jalani also started as well. And that is where Islamburg comes in. That whole place is run by Muslims of America. And there's another location in York, South Carolina, called the Holy Islamville, which is also started by that guy. And, you know, there's two sides of the story when you go out here and when you look at this. You've got a lot of locals that have been emailing us saying that they're scared to go into the Hancock or scared to shop because of the crazy jihadists that are there. And then you've got people like the sheriff or the chief of police and Deposit, New York, which is just at the bottom of the mountain, who thinks that overall, from the outside looking in, they seem to be peaceful people, but they do dress very militant. He says he's seen them weapons, he's heard the shots fired and explosions, things like that. They do everything internally. They are governed by Sharia law. They have their own newspaper that they put out. The fact they've only let a few people in there to actually report mostly have been Arab TV stations. Reuters, I believe, was let in there once a while back. But the secrecy surrounding it, the fact that we have this wide-open border situation, the fact that Obama purposely wants to bring in these radical jihadis, put them in place, it's not that hard to believe that a place like that in New York and Hancock would be picked by someone like that to go and stay at and live in.
Absolutely, and the media won't report on it. The elephant in the room is we're seeing serious jihad attacks. This is like the fifth in a year in the United States, and the media is trying to cover it up. They're not going to be able to cover it up, making stuff up about giant wasp.
Yeah, mass shootings are happening at an alarming rate. So it's definitely something that's getting out of control. So that's the whole thing. I don't know why people are concerned about us going and trying to look into this stuff. Like I said, that's a spot that if I were someone coming over to America, I wanted to be left alone to be able to play on something. That's the kind of place I would pick. All I'm doing is putting myself in their shoes and thinking, where would I go so I wouldn't be bothered, so I'd be able to plan what I want to do and carry that out. They pick places like that. So that's all we're doing is we're going in, we're investigating, we're showing the people that it's a very secretive place. It's hard to get in there. They want to vet everyone that comes through. And then the fact that we go there and Josh and I are called by the terrorism task force out of the New York State Police is just beyond me.
And they know everything about you and admit they're at a threat fusion center with Homeland Security tracking
you. But they don't know where the ISIS jihadis are, though. They don't know where they are, but they know where everyday Americans are, patriots are. They know who we are. They're keeping an eye on us, Alex.
That's right. Joe, I'm going to let you get back to filing your powerful reports. Now you guys are going to go to California next and back to the East Coast and back to the center of the nation. We're not going to say, obviously, the itinerary. Be safe. We're praying for you. But we're glad to see they've got their flags at half-mast there at the Islamic Center in Dearborn. Hopefully, they'll decry these terror attacks. A lot of Muslim organizations won't. So I know you're going to go there next, then show the call to prayer. Great job, Joe Biggs and crew, Josh Owens and Michael Zimmerman. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Your calls are 3 minutes away.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Something you call love.
Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best.
These boots are made for walking.
These boots are made for walking.
That's just what they'll do.
And that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
There are a lot of different establishment groups who think they're invincible. And there have been a lot of other groups before them that thought they were invincible. And the one constant in history is that tyrants and oligarchies fall. And they've used a lot of high-tech systems to try to scramble people's brains and confuse folks, and a lot of just outright lies. But it doesn't really work as good as it used to. Yeah, you may get 30, 40 50% of people on a good day that don't know their head from a hole in the ground, but what are you going to do about the rest of us that are quickly getting more informed and more involved? All right, I'm going directly to your calls, Debbie, Courtney, Robert, Dimitri, Randy, everybody. Let me see who's been holding the longest here. That would be Randy and Courtney and then Robert and Dimitri and Debbie. We're going to go to all of you here in just a moment. A lot of folks listening and watching on Roku and on Boxy and on other cable and smart TV systems. I don't even recognize. I tell you, the fastest growing area of our viewer and listenership is people's TVs, which are just computers now. And the show is exploding. And I don't say that to brag, but in the media landscape, it's more competitive than ever. We're just getting bigger exponentially. Had the founder of the Weather Channel on yesterday, and he's like, yeah, I was watching your show yesterday. And then we talked to him off air, and he's a listener for a long time. And there's not many people we run into that aren't listeners. Even our enemies know who we are now. Just the average person on the street, you know, at least has some notion of what InfoWars is. And then they actually find the show and find out it's not what they thought it was. Then they ask, why do they have CNN and MSNBC saying stuff like he hates black people and believes giant wasps live under the UN building? None of it's true. Just, they can't show me saying it. And then people ask, why are they doing that? Well, let's just say they're vampires, folks, and I've got a big old bag of steaks, wooden oak steaks on my back, and I got a big hammer. And I know who these people are, and I know how to beat them. And that's just straight up going, I'm not arguing with you, you collaborator scum, and all your fancy talking trash. I know a stinking enemy when I see one that's here to usurp me and my family, bankrupt my country to make me capitulate to your terms. And here's all your documents where you admit it. You people are a bunch of arrogant crooks, and your time's coming. Because every millisecond, more people are waking up to your fraud. And out of the giant nebula of patriots and leaders and lovers of life and lovers of truth across this world, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, agnostic, it doesn't matter, scientific, non-scientific, school teachers, police officers, auto mechanics, farmers, ranchers, you name it. People are waking up to the truth and they're learning how the scam works and they want to be free. And once they figure out how the scams work, no amount of fancy, sophisticated bull, trillion-dollar baloney isn't going to be sold anymore once folks realize it's horse manure. And your credibility, every poll, every metric, every indicator, every gauge, every bellwether, every sign shows you are falling. But out of this nebula, this Milky Way of liberty lovers, stars, resisting tyranny, bringing light to the universe, InfoWars, I have to say, is one of the brightest. And that is a very humbling experience to look out into that universe of lovers of truth and people that want humanity to succeed and people that care about their fellow man and woman, and to see InfoWars right up there in lights, right up there at the top of the marquee by the other great lovers of freedom, is a humbling experience. And just know this, you are the people that bring light to the info war, and I salute you. And it's your support that makes it all possible. We've got free shipping till December 18th on everything at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have giant discounts and giant specials running throughout the next week and a half. The two big ones that end today at midnight, $9.95 Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, unprecedented. We've never had that. 30% off X2 Nation Iodine ends tonight. 20% off InfoWars Select, super high-quality storable food, and free shipping. That is going to end on Monday. Free ebook when you sign up at InfoWars.com /newsletter. Keys of Survival by Gerald Celente, Mikhail Phelan, and, of course, folks like Joel Skousen, up to date, just written. We've got the InfoWars Premium Power Pack, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm done ranting. I now apologize. I'm going to go to 10 calls or so, and then I'm going to get into the war on Christmas that's intensifying and why it's so important. And then scientists and activists call for ban on human gene editing, really important article. Another one, huge news. Monsanto going on trial for crimes against humanity. Video of Trump with black preachers. It's pretty powerful. I want to hear some of. Obamacare increasing health prices, trillions of dollars. You think your premiums went up? Get ready. I shouldn't laugh. It's just LA Times says the gang raping is going to be hardcore because it's free. It's going to make your health care free, and you can keep your doctor. And 2 + 2 = 5. I mean, and you go, that's crazy. It's meant to be crazy. It's meant to, again, scramble reality where you don't know which side is up and which is down. So that's all coming up as well. But it is confirmed the San Bernardino shooters, jihadis training allegiance to ISIS, went to Saudi Arabia, got his bride in Saudi Arabia, handed off their daughter, and then went on a jihad. Went on a jihad at the government building where they had anti-shooter, active shooter drills every month for 4 years, obviously reinforcing and brainwashing the fear and the and learning to go into prostrate position and learning to put your hands up so when the killer actually comes, you won't resist. The training that teaches you how to die. This is how you convert a nation of great leaders and of warriors and of scientists and of trailblazers to a nation of ninnying cowards begging to have a jihadi barrel shoved in their mouth to have their brains blown all over the wall. I'm sorry for all the dead souls, but my God, this defenselessness culture, these victim disarmament zones are just begging for wolves to come in and tear your collective intestines out and run around celebrating with the blood spraying as wolves often do. Dimitri in Ohio, you're on the air worldwide, listening on the free iPhone app. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, brother.
All right. I just wanted to touch on a couple points. First of all, I think that when we use or radical Islam or moderate Islam, we're kind of playing part of the game that the leftists want us to play. First of all, the Quran, which is most people don't have never read the Quran. They don't even know what this whole religion is about. You know, I mean, most of the Muslim, 90-plus percent of the Muslims have never read the Quran, and they don't even know what religion they're in.
No, I've seen the videos where street preachers read out of the Quran to Muslims, and they can't believe it.
Yeah, exactly. And Paul Watson, one of your reporters, he has it down the closest out of, you know, all of you guys. I mean, I love you and all this, everything you're doing.
Well, that's because he's in London, and it's basically turned into Islamabad.
Yeah. So I would suggest to get an expert, a caller on this religion or on this topic, like Osama Duck Duck. He's the best guy I know that is the most knowledgeable in this. His website is thestraightway.org.
All right, I will look into that, brother, and I appreciate your call. Here's the deal. Islam had a period of about 400 years where it was not warlike, where they saved ancient text, when they were promoting peace, and actually the West was more warlike and barbarous. It is true that radical Islam is taking over Islam right now, and I get that people don't want to criticize Islam in general, so they call it radical Islam. But there really is radical Islam trying to take over other Islamic groups that are peaceful, and they really are persecuting. So I personally know that there's a lot of stuff I could agree with in the Quran. I've actually read the Quran. It's not that long. I've read it front to back when I was in college. I've scanned over it since then, and it basically has a whole bunch of different views. And it's like Muhammad writing about a bunch of different groups and tribes and organizations, and he says one thing in one chapter, another in another, and you have to look at it and say, well, that's in the particular situation. It's kind of situational ethics. Kind of like the Bible has some of that, too. I'm not here to have a war with Islam. The globalists want to create a class of civilizations. This is why they're bringing in radicals. It's why they're bringing in hardcore Sunnis that lost the takeover of Syria so far, knowing they'll blow stuff up and kill people, and then they're going to say, they're not Islamists. Turn your guns in. I mean, this is how dumb they think we are. They're going to let them in, let them attack, and then take our guns so we can't defend ourselves. But I hear you. If Saudi Arabia and others in their attempted takeover of all forms of Islam are successful, all of Islam will be radical, will be dangerous, and will want to chop your head off and take your daughter to basically a slave pit. And that's true. And our government is allied with radical Islam. and then it attacks elements of Islam that are not attacking us. It is very sick. But the dominant Islam is Saudi Arabian, Sunni, Wahhabist craziness. So a lot of it's just intimidation in the government, too. They're bowing to it. They're taking the money. They are, you know, there's not just the weapons lobby and the military-industrial complex and Big Pharma and the Jewish lobby and Hollywood and all the rest of it and Wall Street. There is a major Islamicist lobby that spends hundreds of billions of dollars a year lobbying. I've talked a long time about Saudi Arabia buying up Hollywood and Saudi Arabia, you know, moving in and muscling in on government. China doing it as well. People are like, oh, yeah, China runs Hollywood and the Arabs run Hollywood, Alex. Oh, what I said was is they were beginning to move in on it. And now you see that. There's not just one pig at the trough here of special interest. Are there leftist Israeli lobbies that try to get our guns and try to ban free speech, try to federalize our police? You bet. Am I against the ADL? Absolutely. They've lost lawsuits lying about people. They've said things about me that aren't true. I mean, I've been to an ADL meeting where they're trying to get guns banned at a big Jewish center in North Austin once. They threw me out, and you'd have thought the devil had come in there. But I don't project that onto all groups. I don't project it onto Jews. There are some bad mafia organizations basically running many Jewish organizations in society. I don't blame all the Muslims that they're run by hardcore death cults. I'm just trying to put out the facts here and give people the benefit of the doubt. I mean, the white supremacist groups are completely globalist run and Fed run. I mean, it's just, we're a mess, folks. We're a mess. Let's talk to Courtney in Louisiana. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. You're watching on Roku.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to say that it's an honor to speak to you. I actually have a nickname for you. I call you the fearless leader of the resistance. And and I just wanted to say that I have a way that we can prove how idiotic the lamestream media is by wanting to blame a Christmas tree for that terrorist attack in San Bernardino. What we need to do is take pictures of our Christmas trees, of our decorations, of all the stuff that reminds you of Christmas. And we need to put a hashtag of don't cancel Christmas and hashtag Merry Christmas ISIS. And watch, not a one terrorist attack is going to happen. And we're going to be able to prove once and for all that the lamestream media is just that lame and inept. And they are just
glad. No, I hear you. Zuckerberg will try to censor that at Facebook, but we should come up with some memes like, you know, don't let radical Islam ban Christmas and then just send out images of the cross, Christmas tree with it, whatever upsets folks and says, you know, sorry if this triggers feminist and ISIS. You know, sorry, feminist and ISIS, because they're all complaining together. Paul Watson's coming up to detail that. And there's an alliance. We need to point this out between the hardcore totalitarian left and the totalitarian Islamists. Great point, Courtney. We will, starting today, send in your memes to showtips at Infowars.com. Include Infowars.com in there somewhere, please. And then we will post those to Facebook and post those to Twitter. In fact, I'm announcing a $1,000 winner. I'm going to have Rob Jacobson run this contest. We'll announce it Sunday at 5 o'clock, second hour of the Sunday radio show, $1,000 to the best person with the viral Christmas meme. Send them to showtips at Infowars.com or contest at Infowars.com. But we'll be posting them today throughout the weekend. And then on Sunday, we will pick. I'm going to let myself and Rob Jacobson, because the rest of the crew is so busy, we'll look at them, we'll judge them. Sunday, we'll have Rob on the show. He's going to be here in town. I think he is. We'll have a quick turnaround. We have another $5,000 prize coming up in January on the Make Fun of Hillary contest. We have new videos today that came out up on Infowars.com because she wants to shut down comedy clubs that make fun of her. We have to counter these bullies by responding to them. But a $1,000 prize to basically put a meme out that exposes the fact that we won't capitulate and run up a white flag to ISIS and get rid of our crosses, our Christmas trees, our nativity scenes, and let the atheists and let the jihadis and let the feminists know that they can go to Hades if they want to destroy our free, open republic. You know, sorry you're offended. Learn to be tolerant like liberals claim they are, you fascist bootlickers. Let's now go ahead and go to Debbie. Debbie is viewing us on Roku as well in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm going to be entering your contest, my husband and I, the Hillary contest.
Thank
We're
you.
Working on our video now. I just wanted to also thank you for the best Christmas gift you could have given us in years when you had Trump and Ted Nugent on. Was so enlightening. We really appreciate it.
Well, you bring tears to my eyes, too, because this country is in so much trouble, and we're just here being as aggressive as we can in the globalist face to their criminal activity. And so I understand it's emotional, and that's normal. I mean, we're going under sickening tyranny. We're being conquered by evil right now, and so we all should have tears in our eyes.
Yeah, definitely. And we're also giving the gift of health to our family, which will include all your products.
Thank you.
And I wanted you to know, too, that we hand out your pocket constitutions and stickers to everybody everywhere we go. We travel with them and your cards. And I also have been calling into the local radio station here, 101.5, and have been called conspiracy theorist on many occasions when I brought up the inverted reality points, the Cloward and Piven points, I've called
it. Stay there, then. I don't want you to get cut off because you've been censored by others. Yes, there is a move, and I've confirmed it across AM/FM stations across the country, even so-called conservative ones. The big banks are removing financing. Corporations aren't advertising with them. There's an ordered campaign to bring down talk radio where the most popular conservative hosts at stations are being fired or removed, including right here in Austin, Texas, to shut us up.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Bird Ant primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Yeah. sending out an SOS. Message in a bottle. That's what you do when you send out a meme, call and talk radio, you name it. And so I just announced a $1,000 contest. I'll announce at the start of the second hour on Sunday, the 4 to 6 p.m. show, the winner. But everybody wins. We're going to take the good ones, put them out on Facebook, Twitter. Millions of people could potentially see the meme, but send it to showtips@infowars.com or contest@infowars.com. Send your Hillary Clinton contest videos in as well. We post them to the site. And everybody's a winner who takes action. But I don't like to throw hissy fits. I don't like to complain. Stations are owned by who stations are owned. But to a great extent, Clear Channel's been taken over by some big leftist money. I'm not on Clear Channel, but that still affects talk radio. A lot of the big regional stations and networks have been sold. They've got sponsor coalitions that very quietly offer big amounts of money, from hospital coalitions that are for Obamacare to you name it. That's happened here in Austin. And they will come in, and I mean spend millions of dollars in a year, millions per station, if it's a big one, to change the format. And I know you've been noticing last year, suddenly staple conservatives on the morning and the afternoon on your stations have been going away. Haven't they? Haven't they? I've confirmed from high-level people and at the low level and the mid-level, at every level in the last year, really longer. You notice we were taking off XM. Been on it 6 years. There were good people at Clear Channel that just wanted to have ratings and be successful. They had me on a libertarian channel. It was hugely successful. They got a lot of subscribers. Well, it then came in big globalist companies. I'm not going to get into all the details, but it's been in the news, and they took over and kicked off hundreds of conservative shows. It didn't just stop there. Now, all that people do is they get the free iPhone app. They go listen on the Internet. They watch on their TV. Now they're moving to want to block that and not let that be on Roku or Boxy or Apple TV. Apple, you know, came to us repeatedly, one arm of it, and said, hey, put all your films on. Then they would just refuse them and not say why once we'd pay the thousands of dollars to have them converted to their format. Google wouldn't let us sell the Obama deception on their shopping cart 6 years ago. Remember that? Said it was racist. They can't beat us in the theater of ideas. And so they're doing it by just trying to get us off the mediums. But it's not just InfoWars. That's why you better spread the word about InfoWars or any other Patriot-type show, because there is a move to shut us down because we're so popular, because we are so successful. Wildly successful. They can't put us in the boxing ring when we weigh 800 pounds and can bench press 10 million pounds compared to a chicken neck, snot nosed globalist that weighs 45 pounds and has pus dripping out of its eyeballs. I mean, you know, they're just globalist rats, is what we're talking about here. Nobody, scum, trash, collaborators, enemies who want to tell you there's no Islamic terror and want to tell you it's your fault there's mass shootings. People are sick of that, but they can't have anybody out there to let you know you're not alone, to let you know you are common sense. They want to make you think you're crazy, where there's no one out there agreeing with you, no one out there to validate what you're saying. Debbie, I apologize for ranting over. You got about a minute and a half to finish up. But, I mean, getting into the you call into even so-called conservative shows, and you say things like, you know, the things you were bringing up earlier. They go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, see? And that's the gatekeeping. If they don't do that, they're fired. Go ahead.
Yes, I brought up the attack on the family. They had an article about children shouldn't be forced to say the words "I'm sorry" by their parents. I called in on that show, and that was like they let me say my point, and then they cut me off. They wouldn't even let me respond to the host, who again was trying to make me sound like a nut.
Oh yeah, this is the force feeding that your kids don't belong to you.
Right, and I told them that it was the agenda of the totalitarian left. Well, of course, that set them off.
There is no totalitarian. Let me guess. Do these guys claim they don't know they're Democrat or Republican? They act like they don't know, because that's the memo. They act like, I don't know who I am. And they sit there preying on you with a job to suppress you. Stay there. I'm coming back to you again, Debbie. I want to hear how these snivelers operate. These are enemies, folks. They're running a serious psyop with hatred towards your family.
Today.